You've been suspended. Is there anything you can do? The short answer is yes. There are options. Suspensions in Ontario can be anywhere between 1 and 20 school days. During that time, the student is not permitted to attend classes or participate in any school-related activities. Suspensions are recorded in an Ontario student record. You should take a suspension seriously. If you have a belief that your suspension was wrong or unfair, there is an opportunity to appeal. For the next few moments, I will provide to you information about how to appeal a suspension at the Toronto District School Board. As well, I will attempt to answer some common questions that are asked about this topic. First off, how long can suspensions last? I already mentioned, but I'll restate, that suspensions can be anywhere between 1 and 20 days. During that time, you are not allowed to attend class or participate in any school-related activities. If you actually do believe you have been suspended unfairly, you can appeal. This is how to file a suspension appeal. Within 10 school days of the start of the suspension, you, if you are 16 or 17 years old and have withdrawn from parental control, or you are over 18 years old, or your parents, must provide a written notice asking for an appeal. Specific details of who to send your request to appeal are provided for your convenience with this podcast. Suspension appeals must be held within 15 school days of the school board receiving your written notice, unless everyone agrees to an extension. A separate note with respect to suspensions pending an expulsion. If you have received a suspension pending an expulsion notice, you cannot appeal the suspension until after the principal has decided whether or not to recommend an expulsion. If your principal does not recommend an expulsion, then you can appeal the suspension. If your principal does recommend expulsion, there will be a hearing. So what actually happens at a suspension appeal meeting? A committee of three school board trustees will attend to listen to any evidence you provide about why the suspension is unfair, and also listen to the principal about why they determined that you should have been suspended. You and your parents have rights during this process, including the right to, 1, have a lawyer with you if that is what you wish. 2, prior to the appeal, to receive full disclosure of any materials the principal intends to present to the trustees at the appeal. 3, the opportunity to present your side of the story. 4, the right to reply to information presented by the principal. 5, an opportunity to present why you believe there may be mitigating circumstances and to explain how the school board should accommodate them. So what does the discipline committee have the ability to do at an appeal? Trustees have the opportunity to decide one of three things, and three things only, at a suspension appeal meeting. The discipline committee, that is the three trustees, may decide to 1, maintain or uphold the suspension. 2, modify the length of the suspension. Or 3, find that you should not have been suspended and remove it from your record. Do you still have questions about the Student Discipline Committee and how the appeal process works? check back often for new and informative podcasts on this topic, or send an email with your questions to sdc-tdsb@tdsb.on.ca. Remember, I'm here to answer your questions and respond to your concerns. Bye for now.